Let's come into our practice now, cultivating a bit of steadiness in the body. So take these opening moments to adjust your posture so that there's ease, there's comfort. Fiddle around with that. Also make sure you're feeling really supported and grounded. And that might mean adjustment or just simply paying attention to how the bottom feels and the chair, the cushion, the bench, and the feet and legs. Feeling the weight of your hands in your lap. And notice if your shoulders are hunched and can you drop them? Maybe roll them a few times to help you with that. And then drop the shoulders, soften all the way down to the fingertips. And making sure the head feels nicely balanced on the neck. The eyes soften downwards, or maybe outwards, open or closed, whatever you prefer. And bringing kindness to the practice, intending for kindness. Intending for an allowing interest. Really allow whatever shows. Yet feeling grounded through the body. Engaging with a few nice full breaths, connecting with breathing. Letting the breathing subside. And within this container of the body, just feeling the breathing. Yoking the heart mind to breathing and body as a way to come into presence. As you breathe in, feeling into the sensations of breathing in, and the sense of opening and uplift, perhaps even a feeling of courage through the front of the torso. And as you breathe out, really noticing the calming effects of the out-breath, how the breath drops, releases, lets go. Feeling that lovely calming effect with each out-breath. We might too add in, as we feel the in-breath with its opening and uplifting, perhaps even a feeling of courage. Courage to meet the moment as it is, with kind, friendly interest. If it helps you to feel the breath through the front of the torso, the belly and the heart region, courage. But it's not a hard, stiff courage. It's a soft, opening courage. To meet the moment. And as you feel the calming, releasing, dropping effects of the out-breath, you may find it helpful to really feel that down through the back of the torso. That as we soften and release, there's actually a strength that comes with that. As we calm. See if this is helpful for you. If not, let the instructions go. Really feeling the in-breath through the front of the torso, that sense of opening and courage, and the out-breath down through the back of the torso, releasing, calming, giving a strength and stability as it goes downwards. Ready to meet the in-breath again with courage and releasing calmly with strength. So we let the breath and the body, the posture, help us to come into the present moment and also tap into these qualities of courage and calm, strength, calm strength. To meet this life with all of its difficulties. as we continue to practice feeling the body sitting in a stable, supportive way, breathing in courage, breathing out calm. We have a nice, soft, receptive, open front and a strong back. And within this body breathing, courage and calm, we'll have many visitors. This is just fine. Sounds will arise, thoughts, emotions, all kinds of different sensations will be known. Can we keep wide open the doors of awareness? Let them all move through, these visitors, but not sit down to tea with them. Just let them move through, even if they're very enticing. It's a way to support ourselves and steady ourselves within what might be storms of our lives. Just let them move through while we keep our seat. And we don't invite them to tea. Just a little recognition. Let them move through. Meeting this life with courage and calm through body breathing. Breathing in courage, breathing out calm, calming. The difficulties of our lives, our own and that of others and around the world, enter into our awareness through thoughts, emotions, sounds, sensations, and we notice that with courage and calm. And for now, we don't get all bothered with them. We don't start serving them tea. Ah, yes, I see you with compassion, courage, and calm. Aspiring to meet this life with courage and calm. So much asks for our attention. Trusting the aspiration to cultivate courage and calm as a way to meet all of these difficulties with wisdom and compassion. We need this time for ourselves. And taking these aspirations of courage and calm, which we can readily feel through the body, through breathing in and breathing out, taking these aspirations into our daily lives. We can tap into them at any moment. Ground through the feet and breathe in. Breathe in courage. Feel it through a nice, soft, open torso, the front, open heart. And breathe out calm down the back, a nice, strong back. Calm. Perhaps all the way down to the feet. To help us meet all the many difficulties that will show. That in the midst of the chaos that may be happening, we can be a beacon of courage and calm. And so, compassion.